WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, dopamine hackers. Santa Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood brain whisperer, back with another dose of real talk to help you outsmart the scroll and reclaim your precious time and energy. Ever feel like you're constantly on? Like there are just not enough hours in the day to get everything done, plus still have some semblance of a life outside work and obligations. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, checking email, and answering texts, all while trying to juggle a million other things at once. We've been there, trust me. That constant on switch can be exhausting, draining, and honestly, just plain unsustainable. But guess what? There's a way out. Today, we're diving into the art of setting healthy boundaries, a superpower you absolutely need to master in this crazy world. It's not about becoming a hermit or saying no to everything. It's about consciously choosing how you spend your time and energy so you can live a more fulfilling life. Ready to become a boundary boss? Let's get started. 5 key takeaways for mastering the art of boundaries. 1. Boundaries are self-love in action. This is huge. Think of boundaries as invisible fences protecting your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. They let you say no to things that drain you or don't align with your values, allowing you to say yes to what truly matters. You deserve to feel respected and protected, and boundaries are the key. 2. Start small. Don't try to overhaul everything at once. Pick one area where you want to set a boundary and start there. Maybe it's turning off notifications after work hours or saying no to extra commitments that make you feel overwhelmed. Every little step counts. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are rock-solid boundaries. 3. Communicate clearly and kindly. Saying no doesn't have to be a battle. Practice clear, assertive communication. When someone asks for something you can't or won't do, say thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit to that right now. You don't need to overexplain or apologize. Your time and energy are valuable. 4. Be consistent. This is the secret sauce. Once you set a boundary, stick to it. Consistency shows others that you're serious about protecting your well-being. Imagine it like training a puppy. If you give in sometimes, they'll keep testing those boundaries. It takes time and effort, but consistency is key. 5. Don't be afraid to adjust. Life is constantly changing, so your boundaries should too. Regularly check in with yourself and see what's working and what needs tweaking. Don't be afraid to make adjustments as needed. Remember, setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. Real-world relatable example. Think about that friend who always calls you at the worst possible time right when you're trying to focus on work or relax in the evening. You might feel obligated to answer every time because you don't want to seem rude. But imagine setting a boundary by simply saying, "Hey, I love catching up with you, but I try to keep my evenings free for focusing on your hobbies/self-care. Let's chat tomorrow afternoon instead." See? It's not about shutting people out, it's about creating space for what matters most to you. Summary and key takeaways. Setting healthy boundaries is like giving yourself permission to live a more fulfilling life. Remember, it's not selfish, it's self-care. By consciously choosing how you spend your time and energy, you create space for the things that truly matter: relationships, passions, and personal growth. So, go out there and become a boundary boss. Say no to what drains you, and yes to what lights you up. Call to action. Ready to put these boundaries into action? Share this episode with your friends who need to hear it too. And don't forget to leave us a review. Let me know what boundary has made the biggest difference in your life. I can't wait to keep this conversation going on our next episode. Until then, keep hacking those dopamine streams and remember, you are worthy of protection, respect, and a life filled with purpose and joy.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.